The rest of the story. Just about everybody I know has forgotten the day Ted Kennedy kissed Richard Nixon. Ted Kennedy kissed Richard Nixon. Oh, yes, the Richard Nixon, when he was President of the United States. Kissed him four times on the same day, in fact. Maybe I'd better tell you the rest of the story. Now, the family remembers Teddy Kennedy as a remarkably affectionate child. He was the baby of the Klan. He was showered with attention. Once upon a time, he wrote, quote, "I was pampered and spoiled rotten by all of the women in the family, the aunts and the cousins, but my mother never took her eyes off precious little me, her jewel, until I was 4 years old," end quote. And in school, Teddy excelled at sports. He was socially charming and genial. His parents' social status and the fact that they lived rich did not interfere with his popularity among less fortunate peers. It was Teddy's religious mother who instilled in her son a keen social conscience and a color blindness which enabled him to regard all races equally. But the one thing Teddy's mother told him more often than anything else was that he was somebody special. "Edward, you are blessed," she said. "You don't have anything to worry about, Edward. You are blessed." Well, as Ted Kennedy grew up, folks told him that he would make an exceptional lawyer. Yet that was not to be. What he wanted was practical experience in Washington, so while he was still a young man, Ted sought and got government jobs, first in the Navy Department and then in the State Department. Spoiled and even idyllic as his youth had been, Ted was always realistic about his advantages. He said, "I know exactly what to tell any budding young man who wants to get rich. Though I, of course, was born rich." By the late 60s, Edward Kennedy's accomplishments had grown to legendary proportions. Indeed, regardless of their obvious differences, Dick Nixon was never sorry for having awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. President Nixon gave Ted Kennedy the Medal of Freedom, and that's the highest award the United States government can bestow upon a civilian. Now, that was almost 20 years ago. Practically everybody has forgotten that it happened, but it happened. Before a White House gathering of something more than 100 people in April of 1969, that's when something even more astonishing occurred. For upon receiving the honor, Teddy surprised President Nixon by kissing him, and on both cheeks. Teddy Kennedy kissed President Richard Nixon? That's right. For who in the nation's capital at that time could have been deemed more worthy of the highest civilian tribute which our nation can bestow? Who conceivably could have been deemed more worthy than Teddy? Teddy, the Washington, D.C. hometown boy who had made some of the sweetest music that Americans had ever heard and who had just turned 70. A man whose real name you never knew until right now. For this Edward Kennedy, this Teddy Kennedy, was called Duke Ellington. And now you know the rest of the story.